I work with the Permanent Presidential Music Commission, an arm of government from the Ministry of Sports, Culture and Heritage in the capacity of the Deputy Director. And we are partners during this Access Conference, and we are very, very happy to be partners. We think it's a strategic partnership, and we look forward to the proceedings and the outcomes that come out of this conference.
Ms. Evelyn, Kenya has done a lot in terms of brokering a lot of peace deals.
Yes.
Since the South Sudan, before it seceded from the Sudan, during the CPA, and then now the Revitalized Peace Agreement, which a part of it was also, Kenya did quite a tremendous job. Has Kenya have something to help South Sudanese musicians? For example, South Sudan does not have a music copyright. No music laws.
Okay.
Most of our musicians are not educated musically. And earlier on you said your work as your committee for music, your work is to bridge the gap between the music industry and the class of music.
Yes, yes.
In terms of education.
Yes. Kenya believes in peace. Our brand, a greater part of the brand is a peacemaker as a nation. And Kenya has been very, very important in spearheading the South Sudan peace agenda, and speaking, knowing what government has done at very, very high levels, we recognize that it's our role to then be able to bring the healing that is needed. We also, as a country, strongly believe in cultural diplomacy, whereby through culture we can then bridge the gaps that are there. I just spoke with the other gentleman and I was sharing about music being a universal language, so that when we share our musics, we minimize differences. Even within Kenya, when we've had small skirmishes and conflicts in the northern parts of the country, we've had peace ambassadors in the form of musicians who have been able to then have concerts and music fora that bring those opportunities for healing. Your question is a big question, that what would be our role as musicians, as a commission? And probably I'll take you to the point when Southern Sudan was preparing its national anthem, just on the eve of independence. Kenya was very, very critical in helping to arrange the anthem and to train the band that actually played. We know our Captain Makadia,
mm-hmm.
One of our very celebrated music directors in the disciplined forces, was actually leading that particular initiative, and other musicians who had been identified from the country, to be able to just then stand with Southern Sudan, especially when the anthem was being molded. And we've been there for technical musical help. I know I've had conversations with Captain Makadia, and he keeps briefing me, especially how the Southern Sudan progression of the anthem is working. Why I'm quoting this is because in the music sector in Kenya, we work together, the disciplined forces, the Permanent Presidential Music Commission. And I would say, and I know I'm speaking on behalf of my director, that if called upon, we would be very willing to then be able to see ways in which we can partner with Southern Sudan musicians. We have a little but beautiful studio in our premises, and for us, then we would then be able to see how we can work together around that, and to offer that technical support in terms of music, musical compositions, that because we know that music carries messaging that is important for healing and such similar social concerns. So,
yeah, Evelyn, there are a lot of South Sudanese studying in Kenya.
Yes.
Particularly in Nairobi.
Yes.
And they are also musicians.
Yes.
Is there anything, if called upon, you're able to give them some kind of support? Like you said, there are available studios, for example.
And what I'm saying is that then I would escalate that to my director. And in his wisdom, he'd be able to see the structures that are available, especially because it's a funding issue. We would be more than willing to do it, but then we would need to work around and look for other partners then to be able to give that technical framework that supports our brothers and sisters from South Sudan.
Thank you, Evelyn, for talking to us.
Thank you very much.